Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where we talk about the everyday experiences that we all have in our lives and how to use those experiences to drive progress and momentum. And this week, I want to talk about tradition. It's Christmas week for me and my family, and along with Christmas week, that means that take a look at a lot of traditions that we have in my family, that we used to have when I was kids, things that we've done for as long as I can remember, just because they're the things that we do at Christmas time. That's our tradition. And now I'm out, I'm on my own, I have my own family, and I think about some of the things that I do differently than when I was a kid, things that don't look the same as they did when I was with my parents and had to follow what their traditions looked like. And most of those things are not terribly important. They're not very meaningful. You know, when I was growing up, we always had a big family breakfast before we were allowed to open any gifts on Christmas. And that was just something that we did. And so when we were kids, we would wake up very early and go and cook the breakfast and have everything ready. So as soon as we were allowed to wake my parents up to come down to have breakfast, we were all ready to go, we were ready to eat. And that was just, it became part of the tradition, was the waking up at an ungodly hour to go and make sure that everything was ready and see how early we could get away with getting up and making breakfast. And now that I am on my own, I certainly don't make myself wait to open a gift from my wife on Christmas because I haven't had my breakfast yet. That's just not something that is part of the tradition that I carried forward. And I know that this might seem like it's a meaningless or a semi-unimportant thing to talk about, but as I was thinking about all of these traditions that I have or no longer follow, I started thinking about what are the other traditions that I've had in my life that I now no longer have, because I can choose how I want to live my life. I can choose what my traditions look like. I can choose the things that are important to me and I want to focus on and keep in my life compared to the things that I don't want to keep in life. And using holiday traditions are an easy way to highlight how much ability we have to change those things in our lives. And I was thinking about it this week as I was going through all the stuff in my mind where I don't follow many of the traditions that I had when I was growing up from my parents. There are many things that I just never cared about that much or wanted to do my own thing or wanted to do differently. And it's the same thing in a lot of ways in my day-to-day life, that there are things that I did when I was a kid. There were things that were part of my life when I was growing up. There were things that were normal, natural progressions for me that I no longer do in my life because I've chosen to change those traditions. And you can also choose to change those traditions in your life. It doesn't matter what you used to do. It doesn't matter that you grew up in a certain environment, in a certain situation, in a certain place. It doesn't matter where you're from or what your background looks like. It only matters which one of those traditions or which ones of those traditions do you choose to follow now. Do you want to continue to wake up very early and make breakfast before you do something that you enjoy? Or do you want to leave that behind? Do you want to leave that tradition behind and do something that's new? It doesn't have to look the same just because your family did it. You don't owe them your entire life and future to keep the traditions that they had, that they instilled for you. You may choose to. Just like you can choose to keep the same traditions in your life. I have a tradition of procrastinating. I have a tradition of talking myself out of doing things that will be productive and forward moving in my life. I have those traditions because those are things that I used to do a lot. Those are things that were just part of my life. Those are things that I
had as a norm in my life. And I don't have those things anymore because I've chosen to change my tradition. I've chosen to move on and do something different with my life because it's my life and I have the ability to choose that. Just like you have the ability to choose what traditions you want to keep, what background activities, what things that you've done in the past do you want to keep in your life now compared to things that you want to do that are different than what you had before. And that's your choice. You have the ability to make that decision in your life. And just like you can do it with something as simple and easy as a holiday tradition where you may say, hey, I really don't like this meal, but my parents always made green bean casserole, so I'm going to keep making green bean casserole. You don't have to do that. You can choose to do something different. You don't owe anybody a green bean casserole. And just the same thing is true in your life, that you don't owe anybody a proverbial green bean casserole in your life. You can choose to do whatever you want with your life, regardless of what your past looks like, regardless of what your history looks like, regardless of the situations that you may have experienced in your life, that we all have the ability to choose if we want to bring those things forward with us. Do we want to share that? If you have children, and this is something that I've been thinking about a lot, is if I have kids, what do I want to share with them? I don't want to share those bad habits. I don't want to share those bad behaviors. I don't want to share the things that I've done in the past as part of my norm and share that as my tradition with them going forward. I want to share the things that I've changed to be better, the things that I've brought forward in my life that are good and meaningful and positive that I can bring to their life, that I can share with the future, that I don't have to carry forward the bad habits and bad behaviors that I learned from my family, the bad habits and bad behaviors that I developed in myself, the bad habits and bad behaviors that I've seen in other people. I don't have to carry any of that forward with me. That doesn't have to stay my tradition moving forward. I don't have to share that with my family. I don't have to keep that in my life just because it's been there before, just because somebody else has that, just because that's what somebody else's expectation is for me. I don't have to carry it forward. I get to choose which pieces of that matter to me. I get to choose that I want to carry forward with me the caring deeply about other people. That's something that I learned, that I've seen and observed, that I want to carry forward with me. I can keep that tradition with me, and I can continue to observe that every day for the rest of my life, and I can live happily doing that. But it's my choice, and it's your choice. You get to pick what traditions, what things really matter, what do you want to bring forward with you, and you get to pick what that looks like in your house and in your life and in your family, and you don't have to carry those things forward just because you've seen them, just because they've been part of your life, just because they're something that you've done before. You get to choose what do your traditions look like. And so as you're spending this time with, hopefully with family and friends this holiday, or if you're by yourself, whatever it is, take the time to look at the traditions that you are following. Look at the traditions that you're living in your life. Look at how you want to spend your time and energy moving forward, and decide, is this action today a tradition that I want to carry forward, that I want to share with my family, that I want to share with the world? Is this something that matters to me, that I want to bring forward? Or should I start considering a new tradition and doing something differently than what I've done before? Because that's your choice, your opportunity. You get to pick what your future looks like by picking which traditions you bring with you. That's all I got for this week. I'm super excited to go enjoy this holiday and spend time with my friends and family. I can't wait for the new year coming up here soon. I can't wait to talk to you again going into 2024. Can't believe we're already here. And I look forward to sharing my new traditions with a better life with my family and my future. Have a great week.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.